Welcome to Zachopotamus and
Salami John
in the evening. Boom, 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 boom. Good evening, everyone. Upon the web, this is Zachopotamus and my bedwetting co-host, Salami Josh. Tonight, we're going to tell you about a wonderful new website that's going to enrich your classroom. We're talking about Audio Boom. You may say, well, I've never heard of that website. To that, I'd say, good. I'm going to make you less ignorant tonight. Go ahead and grab a computer. I want you to follow along at home. We're going to explore what this website has to offer. Now go ahead, click open your favorite web browser that's not Internet Explorer, and go to audioboom.com. Up in the right-hand corner, you'll see sign up or log in. Now, before you start groaning about having to pay for another subscription that's not Netflix, let me stop your belly aching. Audio Boom is faux-free.
Faux-free?
That's right, you penny-pinching teachers out there. Audio Boom is faux-free, costs no cheddar, and allows you to record up to 10-minute podcasts. Now, if you want to record something a little bit longer, you're going to have to shell out the coins. But if you can keep your thoughts brief, you'll still have enough money in the bank to get that cup of coffee you love every morning. Now, go ahead and pick your cute little username. Mine's CheesyTree555, but you can do you. Type in your email, and let's get rolling. We're at the homepage right now. Look up in the right-hand corner of your screen. You'll see your username. More and a magnifying glass and a red dot. Let's start by looking at your profile. So click on your username and click profile. Seeing as you probably just made this account, you'll see nothing, and that's all right. You'll see portions where you can look at your activity, look at your podcast, likes, and playlists. If you click on more, you can see where you can get this wonderful site as an app. That's right, free from the App Store. The magnifying glass will allow you to search for podcasts by name. And I know you've been dying, so you could go ahead and click on that red button up at the corner. This is how you upload or record your podcasts. So you'll want to have your students create their own profile and follow everyone in the class, teacher included. So let's keep it PG. So the teacher will be able to post the details for an assignment in Audio Boom. The students will be able to access that podcast, listen to it, do their own research, and synthesize content based on their knowledge. What? My mind's exploding with this kind of awesomeness. Now, I'm sure Salami Joss has got a little something for us to hear. Let's see what he has to say.
I appreciate the warm introduction, Zachopotamus. Salami Josh here to talk to you eager teachers about just what this Audio Boom software can be used in the classroom. Now, with Audio Boom, students are able to create content and explore the created content of other students. Now, you may be thinking, podcast, schmodcast, I don't have time to learn how to use that new age hippie crap. But I'm here to tell you, this program is so easy, even Zachary Cook was able to master it in less than 5 minutes. That dude drinks his own urine.
It's sterile and I like the taste.
Now, the genius of this particular software is that it mimics the social media sites that we all know so well. Schoolology, Edmodo, Facebook, all that good stuff. Now, when you have your students create a profile, make sure to have them add one another as friends and to add you as well. This way, when content is created and shared between the class, everyone will be able to see the work of their peers. This can be accessed on the home screen under the tab labeled Your Feed. All right, another aspect of this program that gets me all hot and bothered inside is the ability for teachers to provide feedback to their students. Far too often, feedback is given as a few illegible scribbles on a student's paper. With Audio Boom, no. The teacher can respond to a student's post, give feedback as an audio message. What? Yeah, audio message. The students not only feel like they're genuinely being heard, but their teacher is actually caring about them. They care about the work they do, even if you really don't. Now, the next question, what skills can this program actually help build in your students? Now, because Audio Boom podcasts can be recorded and re-recorded as many times as a student wants before they post it, it serves as a low-stakes performance task that will allow students to work on their speaking skills as well as their pronunciations. Along with this, projects featuring this software will allow the practice of universal design, since even the students who do not read well will be able to complete the task of creating a podcast. Now, I'm going to throw this one back to you, Zachopotamus.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard all these wonderful ways that Audio Boom can be used within your classroom to enrich content, have students create content. allow students to improve their presenting skills, allow them to improve their speaking skills. And in case you were wondering, in case you forgot, did I mention it's faux free?
Faux free!
That is right. So with all of this in mind, my only question is, why do you not already use this? The only right answer would be, because I'm ignorant. Well, now you're not, because you've done listened to this podcast. We want to thank you for coming out and listening to us tonight. And as always, keep it cheesy. Boom, 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 da-dum, doom, doom, doo, 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 boom.